don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to get in there and get knocked down low. Not knocked down. It's all how you perceive it. I don't consider a rejection being knocked down. Some guys might. I don't know if you would see that or not. But kind of got to let go of what people think, if people are looking at you, what girls think, if you get rejected. Fail fast, meaning work out your whole structure, work out your whole system as fast as you can so you can get results. And how I did that, it's basically, it's what I call a 10 points game. There's 10 points. You go out with a wing. You got to get 10 points before the end of the night. Get 1 point for opening, 2 points for extended conversation, 5 points for a makeout, and 10 points for a pull, whether it's a same-night pull or pulling a girl out of the venue. 10 points because there's no reason to come back into the venue after you pull a girl out. Okay? So that kind of will help you fail fast, help you open, help you get conversations going. You'll play the video game where you start, you know, we all play video games, right? Anybody not play video games? You don't play video games?
Never.
You've never?
I have when I was younger.
Okay, well, you get the idea where you learn the video game and all of a sudden you're getting further and further each try. Yeah. This is just like the video game. Just like the video game. You just learn how to maneuver. Anybody got any questions on that 10-point game? So for every point you don't get, you owe your partner $10. So that's having accountability and getting your ass into the venue and doing shit. Because we used to sit around and not do shit all night. You know, waiting for eye contact or any kind of bullshit.
I was going to say, I don't know if this is the way you're supposed to do it or if it would be a fun variation is, you know, you only get the amount of points that you last left off at. So if you only get to 5 points with a girl, then you have to either beat 5 points or you owe your friend $50 by the end of the night.
Yeah, that's how it is. How it is. So whatever points you don't get, you owe the dude $10 for each point you don't get. So I mean, simple. 10 points. Talk to 10 people. Hey, how you doing? Oh, it could be as simple as, hey, what are you drinking? You know. But then you get better, and you're like, hey, I had to meet you. You're cute. Oh, hey, what's your name? 2 points. You know, as you get better, you start making out with girls. Make out with 2 chicks. You're done. You know, go ahead and pull one girl out an insta date or whatever, you're done. So it forces you to get better. Everybody get that? It holds you accountable. So after that, started to get better, started posting a lot of stuff, hung out with some of the good guys, because if you guys get good, people will recognize you. Like when you start posting stuff, people can learn from, like, this dude's got skills, you know, let me hang out with him. And the guys that are good say, all right, he's worthy enough to hang out with me. It might sound weird or not, but you know, in this community, guys that are good tend not really want to hang out with newbies because they're bombarding them with questions all night. So if you guys ever hang out with somebody good, just fucking sard with them. You know, help them out, wing them, whatever. Don't talk about game in the venue. Okay? Started working for MeHow. If anybody's seen Infield Insiders, I produced probably about 3/4 of those episodes.
Good work.
Thanks. Hypnotica was the bomb. Did 2 episodes with him. So, in fact, Bruce product with him, evening with Hypnotica. You were there.
Great
stuff.
Going to the next one as soon as you tell me the date.
Volume 2. So hopefully that'll be good. So let's see. Do you guys have any questions that I haven't covered? So this is kind of, I just want to cover kind of my background, and then whatever you guys want to cover, I can do tonight. Let me see if there's anything that I want to go over real quick. Just like what I said, you got to work on your game. You really have balls. Like, you got to develop balls. Okay?
Right.
So don't be afraid to do certain shit. Like, if there's 3 girls, you know, hey, I just wanted to, you guys look fine. Don't be afraid to do that kind of shit. You know, don't be afraid to come into their space. Fuck if they think that you might be interrupting them. Okay? You gotta have balls. Unapologetically be a man because you're there to reproduce. Okay? Women will respect that. They will respect that over some guy that's gonna be, hey, can I buy you guys a drink? What are you guys drinking tonight? All drunk and shit, you know? Just go up and hey, you know, you guys look cute. I just wanted to meet you. What's up? I'll take it from there. All right, questions?
I had to throw something out there. I, for the longest fucking time, was not getting that whole unapologetic thing. Like, I would, you know, the fake it till you make it. Like, I would try it. Yeah. And I would stumble because I'd say something that, you know, I was being unapologetic about, and the girl would say react to it, and I would immediately backpedal. Yeah. And it took me so many times to realize that it was better just to keep going.
Yep.
Like I'd joke, like, go, just ask a girl, like, for example, you know, do you like anal? You know, and some girl would be like, she'd be like, what the fuck? And I'm like, do you like anal? And she's just like, no. And then she'd laugh. Whereas, you know, yeah, before I would be now, like, oh no, I was just, you know, wondering.
But there are certain situations where you put certain shit. Like, you don't go up to a set.
No, I didn't mean
you,
like, as
no,
a
I'm saying. I'm just letting you know. You don't open a set. Hey, you guys like anal? You know, at a certain time will you use that? I mean, I use it in comfort. That's, you know, example. Yeah. When I'm talking sex, you know, I like doing this. Oh, hey, you know what? You like anal? I don't. You like anal? So there are certain situations, like, unapologetically be a man, but I tend to kind of not be a dick about it. Mm-hmm. Put the gentleman side, like, you know, open a door for her or whatever the fuck. Buy her a drink. You know, grab her hand. Hey, let's go. I'm going to say, come on, bitch. You know. You guys know what I mean? So, you can be a man and not be a dick about it. So, and that's, I mean, girls like the bad boys, but then if you can show the soft side, too, and not be a dick all the time, that tends to be, you know, a quality that they like. All right. Yeah. So somebody had a question.
Yeah. I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How do you frame it? So if it's you hook up with a girl and but you tell her that you don't want a relationship, and so she doesn't start processing it that there might be something.
A lot of times, girls will bring that up. Like if you don't bring up relationship, like if you're hanging out there, say, so what does this mean? You know, it usually comes out of the girl's mouth a lot. So, well, what do you mean? What does it mean? Well, is this leading somewhere? And he says, look, you know what? I'm having a great time with you. I don't want to be tied down. I like dating you. I like hanging out with you. But I, you know, like to see other girls. If that's a problem, then we can stop dating. You know, just let me know. We can end this now. And it's kind of a takeaway thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you take, they'll kind of come forward. Oh, no. I'm just wondering. But some girls will say, okay, yeah, I just want you. But typically, I wait for the girl to bring that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like if the more you sleep with them, then the more attached they get.
They
the
do.
And then,
but
and
that's
then
not
you
your
that
fault.
Conversation.
That's not your fault. You can let them know up front.
Yeah.
But I tend to wait till girls ask me. I don't
like
that conversation.
Like, like possibly leading them on.
That's your opinion.
So that was all. So then you flip it.
That's your opinion.
So then
I'm fucking you. How is me fucking you three times a week or once a week saying that I'm in a relationship with you?
Because you texted me and we were talking all day.
I like talking to you, and what is
he has conversations many times.
Yeah. It's just, it's not your fault if she thinks, you know, if she what am I trying to say? It's not your fault if she assumes that you're in a relationship or it's heading that way. Mm-hmm. I tend to wait until she asks. If you want to have that conversation further, you know, when
no,
you meet her.
I just want to avoid, you know, like, setting a girl or...
Well, when you, maybe when on a first date or day two or whatever, when you meet her, do you have a girlfriend? No, or even, you know, when you first meet her, do you have a girlfriend? No, but I am dating. I am dating. That's what I have to say. I am dating.
So planting seeds. Or
yeah.
So, but what do you think about telling them before you even get into that whole, like, when you first, not first, when you first meet them?
Well, like I said, you can tell her, use the girls, ask you, do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, but I'm dating. Simple. What does that mean to you? It means you're seeing other people, right?
Yeah.
But then, if you're dating and you keep seeing her, sometimes that will lead to, so what does this mean? and then you can explain whatever.
There's no way to avoid it. Then.
Well, a lot of girls won't ask. I mean, some girls won't even ask that. They'll just wait for you to ask, or they'll. Like, I've been dating this girl for fucking 2 years that I met at Hollywood, what's it, Saddle Ranch? Russian girl. I mean, we don't talk that often, but when we get together, it's on. You know what I mean? And we haven't had that conversation.
It's understood.
Yeah, she's busy, I'm busy. But there are girls that will ask that if you see them. I mean, if you're staying over a girl's house, you're sleeping with her a lot, she's going to think something's going on. But that's like 3-4 times a week, you know, once a week. And that's another tactic, is keep your interactions, you know, low per week.
So I was going to ask you, do you have like points like don't let them sleep over, or
yeah,
don't respond to texts, or
don't
call
them
too
often?
I don't
believe in don't respond to texts. I mean, with text messaging and all the flaky shit that's out here, I mean, I don't like it when girls don't respond to my texts, you know, so I don't believe doing that shit.
Mm-hmm. But I guess that's just politeness or like a manners thing, you know.
To what? Respond back?
Yeah, you know. That's the way I've always viewed it, at any rate.
It seems like a dick to just like wait 6 hours or a day to just respond back.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. And I mean, that's a strategy people talk. You only respond to as quickly as she's responding to you. But I mean, if you're unapologetic a man, would you do that? If you were Bond 007, would you do that? He'd be busy. Legitimately busy. But if you get a text and you're sitting there watching TV, hey, what's up? Respond back. Takes you her an hour. Maybe you're doing something else. You know? Find something to do. Don't be sitting around waiting for a girl to text you. To answer your question.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff I think about it. What would 007 do? Because that's like the stereotype. That's what's that dude in a car named Desire, Streetcar named Desire?
James Dean?
No,
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. He had girls fainting in the theaters when that came out. So what would Marlon Brando do? You know, and that typically tends to work for him. You know, would Marlon Brando come up and say, "Hey, who lies more?" Fuck no.
I got a question for you. This is more of a personal thing. When you were giving us your background, what made you step out, kind of do your own thing, get away from producing those?
Well, I got out producing because the guy I was working for wouldn't let me do what would probably be making him more money right now. And so I see something that needs to be taught, and I figured, and this is what all entrepreneurs
right, that, do. That's kind of what I was getting at. Like, is there something you felt that the community was lacking that you could fill? I was just wondering what your, like, niche is, which
it's
a bad way to put it, but
it's
you
just
see what
finding people who are good that I think, and it's my own opinion, that are good in certain things, and producing a product around it, like Hypnotica. We filmed him, that guy from Jump Street. He went into the club, sat down between two girls, and within 2-3 minutes said to one girl, "All right, she's going home with me. You need to find a ride home." You know? It was wild. And he was on. And he knew everyone in the club. He ended up making out with 2 or 3 girls that night. You know? And then inner game stuff. He's got some of the best inner game stuff. And then just guys that are good that I see, you know, aren't using these fucked up routines and aren't using childish. A lot of stuff that originally came out was just, I thought was childish, you know, like, I don't remember, Who Lies More or C versus You Smiles and Badass Kid on a Skateboard. You know, so I just thought it was childish. Even a 22-year-old, dude, if you can show a girl you're mature at 22. I'm not talking about some childish bullshit. I think she would like, that's my opinion, like you more than dudes that are acting childish. So let me cover some openers that I have my philosophy on openers. I don't obey the 3-second rule anymore. Anybody obey that rule though? You know, you obey the 3-second rule?
Yeah.
Why?
avoid approach anxiety.
Okay.
Because the more I think about it, the more I'll come up with the reason why not, I shouldn't approach.
Gotcha. Is it anyone or just someone that you like?
When I find a girl, like, attractive.
Just attractive, or like, yeah. Damn, I want to put a baby in that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because I don't obey it anymore, because it used to be, you know, you see an attractive woman and you just go. And that supposedly was supposed to help you get over your approach anxiety. Now it's like I see a girl, like I said, she's smoking her legs, whatever, now I approach. So my philosophy is, the opener, a lot of people say you can open with anything, but the opener sets the tone of almost your whole relationship. So if you're opening strong, that's the impression she gets of you. If you're opening with who lies more, or what are the five names of the five rivers, she's like, what the fuck, why are you asking me that? That sets the tone of the relationship. You know what I mean? So I have some categories. I have the direct, you know, hi, I want to meet you, hey, you're cute. Hello, whatever, the romantic hero style. I think Pickup 101 does the movie moment, which is kind of cheesy, but it's like the whole romantic hero thing. Push-pull, it's like one of my best ones is like, actually two of my best ones. Hey, I like those shoes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I saw them on this guy yesterday. That has opened so many fucking sets positively. You know, and in fact, the guy eyeing me yesterday, he said, I tried that and fucking blew the set wide open. And another one, push-pull would be, hey, you know, I have this rule, I have to meet the cutest girl or sexiest, gorgeous girl in any room. So, oh, thank you. Hey, help me meet that girl. So it's like you're giving it to her and then you're pulling away. And then you do your qualification. Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. I just had to see if you had a sense of humor. What's your name? Rapport. Subtraction, done. That's my opinion. You can pump it more, you pump it more during the, you know, you tease, you banter during your connection phase. And that's how you work that. Anybody have any questions on those two openers? So push-pull, excellent. You can come up with a push-pull opener. I mean, that's the structure. You either give it to her, pull it away, or you can pull it away and give it back to her. Sexual direct. You are so fucking sexy, I had to come over and say hello. If you're looking for same night lays, qualification helps you qualify. Those work excellent in Vegas. you are sexy as fuck, and I wanted to come meet you. And of course, situational. I didn't put indirect because I hate the fucking openers. Except maybe if you're opening up a group of mixed set or something, big mixed set of guys and girls that you could use. Hey, you guys look fun. I had to come talk to you in a big set of, you know, like a set of guys, like you guys and one girl. Hey, you guys look fun because you're all hanging out. You know, you could still use that, you know, in a big set. Good situation opener. I always use. You look bored as fuck. I had to come entertain you or whatever. I just use, you know, you look bored as fuck. You just say, I'm not bored. I'm here with friends. Or, yeah, I am bored. So I came over here to talk to you. Another one is, are you lost? And then have the cell phone fine opener. You know, a lot of girls in clubs texting these days? Yeah. All the time. So I said, what the fuck can I say to these bitches to get them off the cell phone? So I go up to say, hey, you know what? They passed a new law. No texting in clubs anymore. They go like, really? What? Yeah, it's a $10,000 fine I'm here to collect. And that usually gets them off the phone. That usually works really well. Let me say a couple things on attraction. Like two things that I've kind of found that really work well is adventure projections, like putting you guys together in some fantasy situation or whatever, and banter. You guys are wondering what banter is. It's just basically busting on each other. Find something about her that you can crack on, her friends or whatever. Don't take it, you know, don't get outrageous with it, because girls can get offended. Good ways to learn that, I think, is comedy magic. I haven't watched it personally, but I've heard that. Watching Yo Mama on TV, Snaps, it's an old TV show, or just comedy in general. Like, I think blue collar TV is pretty good for that. They're always busting on everybody's pictures and stuff. That's a good idea. Kind of something comes to mind and they bust on it. And I think that's about it for kind of the routine, not the routine, but the structure, the techniques.